Hi, this is a dictation for new patient visit. Nathaniel Sasser, Nathaniel, last name Sasser, Sasser. Date of birth is 12/21/92. Date of accident 6/7/2022. Date of service is 11/22/2022. The patient has referred himself to be seen at advanced pain care, and he was not referred by any ND. He looked at Google Ad. He decided to come and visit us. His family physician, Dr. Askar Mann, M-A-N-N. The origin of the pain is 6/7/2022 when he was involved in an automobile accident. Chief complaint, severe pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, upper back, the left knee and left hip as the main issues. With a moderately severe headaches that have been pre-existing. Noteworthy, patient has another motor vehicular accident where he was riding a motorbike in 2020 when he suffered all of these damages, and it led to an amputation below knee on the left leg. Since then, he is wearing a prosthesis to be able to walk. He is able to walk reasonably well on the prosthesis. History of the automobile accident is as follows. Mr. Nathaniel Sasser was involved in a second automobile accident on 6/7/2022 around 5 p.m. when he was riding as a front seat passenger. He was restrained and he was traveling in a Mercedes Benz, and he was hit with a Caprice Classic. Their car was at 35 miles, the other car was at 15 miles. The accident occurred on 7 mile and Hoover intersection. He reports that he was traveling westbound 7 mile to cross over to cross the Hoover Road intersection. The other car was coming eastbound 7 mile, trying to make a left turn to the northbound Hoover. But it failed to yield sign for the turn, and they hit his, So the accident occurred at 7 mile Hoover, and the patient reported that he was traveling westbound 7 mile to cross Hoover Road intersection while the other car was coming eastbound 7 mile trying to make a left turn to go northbound Hoover. It failed to yield the sign for left turn, and the patient's car hit the other car on passenger side trunk. His car was hit passenger side on the trunk, almost T-bone fashion, and also rear-ended. The result was that the airbag did not deploy, and there was no loss of consciousness. It was a hit-and-run accident. The police arrived at the scene, ambulance arrived at the scene, and the car was completely totaled with the damage to the rear. A bumper, rear trunk, and rear on the right, on the passenger side doors. The patient was taken to the emergency room, St. John Macomb. He was there for 5-6 hours. X-rays were done, CT scans were done. A fracture of the fibula at the proximal end was found. At the time, he was provided splint for 6 weeks. The current MRI still shows that the fracture has not completely healed up. The history of presenting illness, patient reports of headaches, which are 10 in a scale of 1 to 10. The headaches were present before this accident also due to the previous accident 2020. And he reports that the headaches are occupying front and the right temple, left temple. They're moderate to severe, off and on, and sensitive to the light, sensitive to the noise, associated with nausea and vomiting. Additional symptoms of TBI are reported ringing in the ear, nightmares, and spots in the vision, but he denies any dizziness, vertigo, confusion, disorientation, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, forgetfulness, no lack of focus, lack of concentration, incontinence of the urine, bowel, or erectile dysfunction is reported. No blurred vision, loss of vision field is reported. Occasionally, he has spots in the eyes. Additionally, patient reports of saddle anesthesia on the left buttock, and he has sleep issues and mild anxiety problem. Difficulty walking, he can walk up to one and a half block without any trouble, but he has to wear his prosthesis. He can sit for 30 minutes and stand for 20 minutes. He can sleep for 2 to 3 hours. He does have a bad knee in the sense that there is a fracture of fibula on the left knee which has not healed up. Regarding the pain symptoms, patient reports of having a moderately severe pain in the neck and upper back to the tune of 7, lower back pain are 10. There is a occasional radiation to the left buttock, left gluteus, but not below the gluteal line. He does have pain in the lower back, and he also reports some pain in the left hip and the left knee area, especially where the fibula is. Although his rump looks healthy and well and here process. According to him, he can walk up to 1.5 blocks without pain. These pains are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, gnawing, G-N-A-W-I-N-G, hot burning, aching, tender, tiring, exhausting, and fearful. These are continuous pains on a tune of 6 to 10, depending on the day. He reports that these are affecting his ADLs as 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 as well. He reports that his ADLs are affected in walking, standing, running, doing yard work, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Reaching into cabinets is 9, bathing and dressing is 8. However, home chores, doing laundry, vacuuming are affected 6. Then patient reported that he has had all kinds of MRIs, CT scan, X-rays so far. He was initially injured on 6-7-2022 and was seen at Michigan Pain Clinic on Woodward. And he reports of slight numbness, tingling of the left buttock only. And some muscle weakness is reported for the left leg, according to him. The patient also further reports that regarding past treatment, he has had chiropractic treatment, physical therapy, massage. He has seen a psychologist, psychiatrist, alternate medicines, medications, and epidural injections. The patient reports that he has done chiropractic treatment for 3, physical therapy for 4 months, 2 per week. And he has done massage and psychiatrist, neurologist. And he has not done neuropsychiatry. And he has done epidurals 2 months ago. According to him, 3 epidurals for lumbar spine were done. Only 15% improvement was reported. History of the past medical history and system review. The positive history is in the neurological with migraine headaches pre-existing. Other than that, in psychiatric, he had anxiety. Past surgical history is positive for left leg below knee amputation. On 6-27-2020, in a motorbike accident. It was done at St. John Morag Street. And in this accident, it was a hit and run, and his motorcycle was completely totaled, and he has a torn rotator cuff because of that, and he was seen at Michigan Spine with Dr. Redden. He does wear prosthesis. Allergies, no known allergies. Family history, mother is alive, no medical problem. Father is alive, no medical problems. Siblings, 6 sisters, 3 brothers, no medical problems. Relationship status, patient lives alone with, actually patient is single and lives with his sister. And he has 6 kids, 2 to 13. And he is working, he is waiting for his disability to come. Post office worker. He is a male sort. Disability has been applied. Legal history. Patient has Mr. Bernstein law firm representing his issues. Personal history. Patient does not drink, does not smoke, and does not use recreational drugs. He has issues with the sleep and mood, self-worth problem, concentration problem, anxiety problem. denies any depression, suicidal thought, or homicidal thoughts. He especially general activity and work, sleep are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, while mood and enjoyment of life are affected 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. Physical examination. This is a 30-year-old African-American male, good built, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, pyelonic. He's sitting comfortably, wearing a prosthesis on his left leg, and he's well, and no acute distress, shortness of breath, or pain faces are noticed. Severe anxiety, lethargy is not observed, and there is a good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal, and patient is able to walk well with the prosthesis, without using any cane or any other adaptive device. Please use the previous exam all the way to the neurological examination and muscular examination. That is normal, despite there is a below knee amputation on the left leg, doesn't appear to have any impact on walking. Musculoskeletal examination. On inspection and palpation is from the template. The spine tenderness is present at C5-7 and L4-5 and bilateral septic joints with paravertebral muscle spasm from L1 to L5 and with a slight tenderness and trigger points noticed. Range of motion. Cervical spine is limited to forward flexion 40, extension is 50, bilateral side flexion 35, bilateral rotation is 70. In the lumbar spine, range of motion, forward flexion is 50, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 10, bilateral rotation is 20, hyperextension is not painful. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in cervical spine. Hoffman sign was found negative. Sperling sign is positive. Lerman test is positive. Distraction test was positive. Soto Hall test was negative. In the thoracic spine, Roos test and Slump test are negative. The lumbar spine, Brzezinski Kernick test was negative. Leg raising test is positive at 3 degrees. Contralateral leg rest test is positive. Breger test is negative. CAM test is negative. Levinsky sign negative. Sacroiliac joint. Standing flexion test was negative. Iliac compression test is negative. Distraction test is negative. Favor test is negative. Favor test was positive bilaterally and Gonsalon test is positive. And Trendelberg sign is negative. Examination of the extremities. The left hip and left knee are excluded. Rest of the extremities are completely normal. He has a below knee amputation of the left leg. Rest of the extremities, which is right upper extremity, right lower extremity, and left upper extremity, are completely normal. Patient does not complain of any pain in the shoulders and hence no examination. All are normal. Range of motions of all of these are normal. Quick test is negative. No leg length discrepancy is noticed. The gait is essentially normal despite wearing a prosthesis on the left leg. He is not using a cane or adaptive device. And the extremities are fairly warm to touch. Examination of the left hip and left knee are as follows. On inspection, the left hip is completely normal appearing with no tenderness, swelling, spasm, contractures, or alignment problem. Range of motion of the left hip is completely normal. The flexion 140, extension 140. The tenderness is found at the pelvic superior anterior superior part of the iliac crest. And hip has no real tenderness. Excess some pain is felt on the outskirt of the greater trochanter. And motor strength is normal. Valgus varus abnormality is absent. Leg length discrepancy could not be tested. the various testing for the hip joint were not done, knee joint on the left. Well, on inspection, there is obviously a below knee amputation. The stump is healthy. And on palpation, there is no tenderness, swelling, asymmetry, warm or cold, no crepitus, grinding noise, flexion from full extension. Range of motion is normal. Collateral ligaments are intact. Motor power is normal. Valgus varus abnormality not present. The rest of the anterior drawer, posterior drawer, McMurray, Steinman, patellar apprehension could not be done. Diagnosis. General V8 9.2 XST, Z79.891, R26.2, CNS, R51, F41.1, nerves M79.2, muscles M79.1, M54.0, lower extremities, leg M79.605, M25.552, left knee M25.562. M23.205, below knee amputation of the left leg. I do not have the code for that. Cervical spine, M54.2, M50.20, 54.12, M53.82, S13.4XXA. Thoracic spine, M54.09, 54.65, 1.24, S23.3XXA. Lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine, M46.1, S33.5XXA. Plan of care for Mr. Nathaniel Sasser comes from the template. The treatment plan for Nathaniel Sasser is as follows. First, the physical therapy has been ordered 3 times per week for focusing on the neck, mid-back, lower back, left shoulder, the left knee, especially for the spasm of the paraspinal muscles with massage, and also sacroiliac joints with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training. Disability is for the work and housework replacement and transportation. Medication. Nephin 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory, flexural 10 mg 3 times a day for muscle relaxation, trazodone 100 mg at night for sleep and relaxation and improving the anxiety and depression. Voltaren gel 3%, 100 gram for topical pain relief, lidocaine 5% for the topical pain relief, Furoscid 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches, gabapentin 600 mg every 8 hour 90 tablets for the phantom pain that he is experiencing in the left knee, maybe the fracture, unhealed fracture of the plough, as well as other neurological help for healing. For pain, patient is provided Percocet 10 over 325 withdrawal hours, 10 days, 20 tablets, until further evaluation can be done with all other records. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referred to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. And review of the available MRI and other imaging records. We got the records from Michigan Pain Management, where the patient went through extensive treatment, conservative treatment, and no record of any injection treatment. As of medications were provided, therapy was begun. There is a MRI for 7/29/2020 with a normally appearing shoulder for the right, while the left shoulder had anterior superior labral tear, and this MRI was done 7/29/2020. The thoracic spine shows T8 and T9 disc herniation. There is an MRI for lumbar spine dated 2/2/2022 prior to this current accident, where there is a retrolisthesis of L3, L1, of around 1 or 2 millimeter, and minimal left foramina disc bulge of 2.5 millimeter AP. Minimal right facet arthrosis. In L4, L5, there is a grade 1 L4 retrolisthesis. And ligamentum flavum thickening. L5, S1, there is a disc desiccation, minimal L5 retrolisthesis of 4 to 5 millimeter. Posterior disc bulging, 5.5 millimeter facet arthrosis. Another MRI for the left shoulder dated 2022, February 2nd, is here from M1 Imaging. In this MRI, there is only a mild rotator cuff tendinosis of supraspinatus and infraspinatus, subscapularis, and minimal AC joint capsuloligamentous hypertrophy, and a tear of the posterior glenoid labrum. Another MRI of the cervical spine before this current accident is available at 1/27/2022. It shows that there is a bulging disc at C3-4. Mild to moderate mild neural foramen stenosis. C4-5, there is a posterior disc bulging in the right posterior pre-foraminal spaces with mild uncovertebral hypertrophy. There is additional bulging disc at C5-6, C6-7. The MRI for current accident, post-accident for the left knee dated 9/15/2022 shows a vertical undisplaced healing fracture in the anterior aspect of the proximal end of fibula with mild adjacent marrow edema, mild subcutaneous tissue, soft tissue edema with anterior aspect of the knee. In the lumbar spine MRI dated 9/15/2022, there is a bulging disc at L2-3, L4. And hernia disc at L4-5 and L5-S1 with facet joint arthropathy and indenting the ventral thecal sac, bilateral neuroforamen narrowing, and they were informed to the patient in detail. Interventional pain procedure. I believe the patient may benefit with the series of lumbar epidural, cervical epidural injections. However, we are going to reorder a MRI for the cervical spine to compare with the old one to move forward. Regarding the trigger points, could be done sacroiliac joint, also could be performed to bring further relief. Surgical options, patients being referred to orthopedic surgeon to identify further relief, especially to Dr. Gary Gillier. He already has seen Dr. Royden's office, so we are sending to the same place. Referral to neuropsych, the patient is being advised to see a neuropsych if his headaches are continuing, and patient agrees for that. Attended care caseworker has not been asked by the patient, so it's not being done. Past medical records have been reviewed from Michigan Pain Clinic investigations. Only a MRI for the cervical spine is on the order, and DMEs, patient already has the cane, crutches, rotator walker, ACE bandage, prosthesis, no new DME is ordered or required. Education is yes. Disability is already discussed. Follow visit in 10 days. That is contact, yes. Thank you.